So what is OCD? Before we go further, till what time do we have? So it is first and foremost, it's an anxiety disorder. Anxiety is the basis of this disorder. It falls into the bigger group called anxiety disorders. There are many. Panic is also anxiety disorder. Phobias are anxiety disorders. OCD is. So as I told you, whenever there is pressure on the ego, the first expression is anxiety. When the pressure becomes too much and the ego starts breaking down, it's not breaking down, but there is a threat of a breakdown, then you fight for the control and you want back the ego strength. This is the stage of OCD. So now ego is, it is the severest form of anxiety disorders. Probably another one which is to that extent is post-traumatic stress disorder. Post-trauma, when you break down, there also you have this floaty because the ego breaks down. People who have gone through war things and big traumas, they have this PTSD. It's almost psychotic. They have flashbacks and it's like, and you're non-functional, you finish completely. So that is again, this disorder borders schizophrenia or psychosis. Because next step is breakdown of ego. And once your ego breaks down, then you're schizophrenic. So very often you also see schizophrenics with severe stress going into OCD patients going into schizophrenia. Or many patients who have got schizophrenia, when you are treated, they become OCD patients, trying to get control. So what are obsessions? Recurrent, persistent thoughts, or impulses or images. Either thoughts or impulses or images. But they are recurrent and persistent. They keep coming. And they are intrusive. It's like you can't. You have not read your sentence properly. And it's intrusive, goes on coming. And you know it is inappropriate. Like this patient says, you know, I know the answer between A and B is B, but I'm still wants to check A. And if you don't do it, there is marked anxiety and distress. It's like till you don't check again, you will not be at rest. It's not worry about some life situation. Somebody is going through some job situation and you're worrying about it. This is not OCD. Here you know it is unrealistic, but you can't help it. You know you don't need it, it's not important. So you person tries to ignore it, suppress them. And he also knows it's a product of his mind, it's not really true. But he's helpless. No control. And compulsions is the act part. Repetitive behavior like washing, keeping things in order, checking, or mental acts. I have to pray, I have to count. And there's a driven quality. I am driven to perform them. I have to wash my hands. And generally these compulsions are aimed at reducing anxiety. It's like I feel I'm dirty. Oh, I'm dirty. I have to wash my hands. And once I wash my hands, the feeling of dirty feeling goes less. So it is aimed at preventing or reducing the distress or sometimes preventing some dreaded event or situation. There's a church. I have to pray. If I will not pray, something will happen to my near and dear ones. So I'm compelled to go there and pray. Because you're worried about the dreaded event that can happen to prevent that.